The new evidence uncovered by the Pegasus Project has revealed that the phone numbers for 14 heads of states thus far that we know, including our own president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was selected as part of interest by clients of Israeli spyware company, the NSO Group. That includes the King of Morocco, France's Emmanuel Macron, Iraq's Barham Saleh, Egypt's Mustafa Madbouleh, Pakistan's Imran Khan, Morocco's Saad al-Din al-Uthmani, you'll recall him as the minister, one of the most powerful people in the Middle East these days, Lebanon's Saad Hariri, Uganda's Ruhakana Rugunda, and Belgium's Charles Michel. We speak with Amnesty International Executive Director Shadila Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum, Shadila.
Salam,
Janine. And shukran, jazakumullah khair, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. Can you give us a bit of information on the Israeli surveillance giant? Who is this company, this group, this organization, the NSO Group?
Well, the NSO Group, as you rightly say, is an Israeli company that produces spyware. And they Pegasus spyware, when secretly installed on a victim's phone, allows an attacker complete access to the devices, messages, emails, media, microphone, everything, Janae. So basically, they step right into your life and they know exactly what you are doing at any point. They can record your voice calls, etc. Now, this has been worrying us for some time now because, we have seen the way in which journalists and activists are being targeted. And of course, we wanted to know how they are getting the information that they want in order to attack them. So we saw the case of Adnan Khashoggi. And in fact, our research has shown that actually his fiance, his own phone, his wife, his sons, in the days leading up to his death and beyond, have all got the spyware on it. Again, a case of Cecilio Pinado, whose phone was targeted just weeks before his killing. So Amnesty Tech, our technical department, joined with Forbidden Stories, which is a Paris-based NGO, and we worked with 80 journalists from 17 media organizations in 10 countries. And using cutting-edge forensic tests on mobile phones, this is what we came up with. We identified traces of the software. And of course, coming up with this list of 14 heads of state was quite unprecedented for us because, we started off looking at activists and journalists. But this is worrying. And in fact, heads of state should really be worried because if we discovered 14, God knows, how many other heads of state are being monitored by clients of this Israeli company.
Shadila, the monitoring of phones and communications and devices of heads of state, as you said, might be something that, spy companies and governments may be looking at. But also at the same time, it must be noted that a number of the devices that were in fact hacked into happened to be iPhones and devices that prided themselves upon being secure. I mean, should this also be a source of concern? That you've got devices that many people claim that are hack-free or the software cannot be broken into, yet there's evidence that this is exactly what has happened.
Well, absolutely, Janet. And, Apple, as you said, prides itself on the amount of money and, the technical expertise that they claim they put into the protection of these phones. And in fact, our research showed that iPhones were actually the most vulnerable to this spyware. And, the Apple 10, 11, and 12 in particular. And so, that just shows you, Janet, how sophisticated the spyware is, that even companies like Apple, are not haven't developed anything to counter it. And so this is really worrying. And that's why, once we have released this, our findings, we are really now calling for an immediate moratorium on the export, sale, transfer, and use of surveillance technology. But also we are calling on Israel to actually, not authorize licenses for the export of NSO Group cyber surveillance technology if they substantial risks that is used for human rights violations. Because remember that if somebody is tapping into your phone or into your life, they're violating your rights. And, you know, everybody has the right to privacy and security. So, you know, again, Israel must not authorize these licenses. And, of course, the NSO group continues to deny this. I mean, they continue to say that this is only being used for, you know, crime, etc. But we have evidence to the contrary, and they can't hide behind this any longer.
Have international organizations or even the UN been informed of this here to at least put out a statement that the targeting of journalists, which is, of course, as you mentioned, Amnesty's initial source of their concern, and it was later discovered that heads of state were also being targeted in this particular way. Have they put out any statement condemning such actions?
Yes, they have. And in fact, you know, the UN has come out with a statement, in fact, calling on saying that this type of surveillance goes against human rights and that this should be stopped with immediate effect. So, you know, as Amnesty, this is a public document. It's for everyone to see. But also, you know, one of the things we're calling on heads of state to also, you know, look at this very seriously, because, you know, this type of software can impact on the security of a country, because if your heads of state are being targeted, then, you know, what are they doing with that information? And in answer to your question, yes, we have, informed them. They have come out with statements. And, in the next couple of weeks, Junaid, our partner organizations, which are media organizations such as The Guardian, etc., they will continue to release findings. You know, we've just started the preliminary release, but there are more and more findings. This was a two-year project, the Pegasus project. So there's a lot more still to come. But, you know, this has got to be brought under control, and strict regulations have got to be put into place for this surveillance technology so that these guys can stop acting like they are in the Wild West and that they are able to rampantly abuse, people's rights.
Shinila, we know that cyber crimes have put the world of, you know, criminology into a whole different phase altogether. I mean, before, a crime had to be committed, well, physically, you had to steal something, attack somebody, and the process would follow thereafter. But in this particular case, I mean, NSO being a company based abroad, a journalist based in Mexico, South America, now becomes the victim. What would be the course of action? How would they seek justice for themselves to ensure that the perpetrators be brought to book?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is that, in a way, doing a forensic analysis of the telephone, and computers, etc. And once traces of the spyware are found, then, you know, it's very easy to approach international courts. It's very easy to sue the company if, you know, there is evidence of this. I mean, there's stuff that can be done within the legal framework. But I think that the most important thing is to gather the evidence. And, one of the things that Amnesty Tech has done is they've managed to break into, the very strict sort of, because remember, this is secret spyware. So they've managed to come up with some sort of technology that is able to trace this. And I think that, you know, this is what has to happen. I mean, if there are journalists that have been killed, if activists have been killed, for example, in India, we found that 40 journalists from nearly every independent media outlet were being surveilled. You know, so it's 180 journalists in 20 countries have been targeted. This is worrying, even for the journalistic profession, that, you know, they can target you. And then, you know, then we're seeing the results of it. People are dying. This is not just a question of them coming into your world and gathering information. They are targeting, you know, specifically to either assassinate or to, you know, do something that is malicious. And I think that is the most worrying thing, that people are dying as a result of this software enabling the clients of the NSO group to gather information on their targets.